Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. Understanding the likelihood of your success has become a necessity in an increasingly competitive world where there's a fight for basic resources like food, water, jobs, and alliances. Unless you come from a privileged background where things are handed to you on a silver platter, you have to learn how to market yourself. A big aspect of the sales-oriented mindset is learning to work with your odds of drawing a winning hand. But playing the numbers game is not for the faint of heart. It takes perseverance and a will to win at all costs. In this episode, I provide a few guidelines that help you stay in the game, no matter how many times you face rejection. The right way to play the numbers game. Can you remember sitting through a math class wondering why you were taught things you'll most likely never use again? As a high schooler, I admit, I had those same thoughts whenever my teachers filled the blackboard with impenetrable trigonometry equations and calculus formulas. Yet, math is much more than memorizing cryptic equations. It teaches us a logical approach to apply to life's problems. Galileo Galilei once said that the laws of nature are written in the language of the universe. And by learning this language, you get to understand the core mechanisms by which the cosmos operates. You'll see the balance, harmony, and order that characterizes its abstract beauty. A numerical theory that's valuable for daily life is the law of probability, which measures the likelihood of an event. Most of the time, you're not going to use multiplication to calculate possible outcomes, but you will use subjective probability to decide the best course of action. Probability is commonly used in areas with pre-existing data, like the weather, gaming, sports, and investment. But if we know how to apply the theory appropriately to our specific situations, it can make us discerning decision makers. Understanding the likelihood of success has become a necessity in an increasingly competitive world. The expanding human population has led to a fight for basic resources like food, water, jobs, and alliances. Unless you're a trust fund baby, a lottery winner, or someone who married into money, you have to learn how to market yourself. If you want to secure a job, you must highlight your strengths to potential employers. Attracting investors and customers for your business requires a convincing pitch. Finding the love of your life involves knowing the right things to say to woo a love prospect. A significant aspect of the sales-oriented mindset is learning how to work with your odds and calculate your chances of drawing a winning hand. Like a poker player, you must analyze the cards you have been dealt and figure the odds, hoping that no other player has a better hand than you. But how many attempts is it going to take until you finally have a winning streak? According to success coach Jack Canfield, Life is simply a numbers game. He says, you have to keep asking until you get a yes. The yes is out there waiting if you hang in there long enough. A thick-skinned, dominantly left-brained person can make it through rejection almost unscathed, and even thrive in the face of competition. But for sensitive and empathic individuals like myself, playing the numbers game can be draining. We would much rather sit in a quiet corner focused on the joy of creating rather than face the dread of selling our wares. There's no way of making a living or carving an identity in the world without enough asks, requests, propositions, or pitches that could lead to achieving your goal. But playing the numbers game is not for the faint of heart. Rejection is a surety, and you'll face a slew of temptations and easy way outs. Without a strategic approach, we run the risk of the heavy psychological cost of burning out and a damaged self-esteem, an unwelcome byproduct of being constantly judged and sized up by others. Every time you lose and get rejected, it will sting, no matter how tenacious you are. Without the right approach to the numbers game, it's easy to lose steam and give up. Maintain your inner stamina with these five guidelines. Number one, get clear on your negotiables and non-negotiables. While playing the numbers game, you'll be faced with a lot of choices. This can be overwhelming, especially if you don't have a lot of time to make up your mind. Knowing your negotiables, things you're willing to compromise on, and your non-negotiables, deal breakers you won't accept, will make the process smoother. With predetermined objectives in place, your focus won't waver from your vision. Number two, have a strategy and timeline. Taking the shotgun approach in the numbers game is risky. Those who use it must be prepared for a hefty investment of energy and the uncertainty. If you do use this approach, have a good support system and a self-care regime in place. But a structured approach is more sustainable. So develop an initial plan based on your goal and a timeline to guide your actions. Structure offers shelter when facing the unknown. Number three. Do everything you can to maximize your odds. Winning at anything requires knowing the rules of the game, then learning how to play it better than anyone else. Mastery is what will get you noticed and beat the competition. Arm yourself with all the knowledge you can get before acting. For example, if you're bidding for a high position in your place of employment, get clear on who the decision makers are, their criteria, and learn about contenders. Armed with this knowledge, you can boost your chances at landing the role. Number four, narrow your scope and find a niche. The more people that occupy a particular space, the harder it is to find opportunities. Instead of wearing out from the struggle to get attention in a crowd, find a niche you can thrive in. It's not something you'll find out right away. This knowledge comes after you carry out your initial plan. When you gain sufficient insight, narrow your focus to the key areas that interest you and that speak to your strengths. Number five, aim for quality and targeted leads. As you narrow your focus and dominate a space, you'll have more freedom to pick what suits you best. In the world of dating, when you know that you're better matched with partners who value intelligence over physical beauty, you would find more success by going to educational events, museums, and book clubs. By frequenting venues that have a high concentration of your target love type, you'll have a bigger pool to choose from. It's easy to feel insignificant in the face of competition. That's why it's essential to be kind to yourself as you brave the dog-eat-dog world. Remember that no matter how many doors slam in your face, and no matter how many people say no to you, you are more than worthy of love and compassion. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.